This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
So glad to have you with us. Hour number two just getting underway. And, man, what a big hour. You just missed a big hour, a huge hour. If you missed John Solomon and Laura Reese and Dick Vermeil, the Hall of Fame coach, you've got to go back and get the podcast. It's available on Audible, Spotify, Apple, Amazon, anywhere you get your podcasts, Google Play. You go to your podcast, your favorite podcast place, you're going to be able to find Kevin McCullough Radio, Radio Night Live. Look for tonight's episode. You will get hour one. You can get it. You get up to speed. But all the good things that all that indicates means we have another great hour ahead for you now, including another visit to the Music Spotlight stage with Vince Gill before the hour's out. That will be coming your way. And we've got KT McFarland back, who does a regular feature with us on national security and kind of global, international, war concerns. And of course, she's focused on Russia and Ukraine tonight. But the thing is, Putin met with several leaders over the last few days, and he comes out kind of like, I don't know, kicking the ground and kind of going, you know, oh, terrible, you know, why? And so what was he expecting with NATO countries? I'm not exactly sure. We'll get into that. But on the big board, as you already saw, Nicole Sapphire will be here. She often helps me out with wellness nights on the weeknight show, and she's gonna bring us up to speed tonight on all the COVID mania and the stuff that's not been going the right way. We'll get to that. But I have to start this hour applauding once again the governor of the state of Florida and what he has done when no one else has stepped up. I don't know if you've been following, for those of you that are in the lower 48, I don't know if you've been following what Canada has been dealing with by way of this trucker strike. But it's real. This trucker strike is making an impact. In fact, it was so intense that Justin Trudeau felt like he had to get out of town, to which a New York doctor, Dr. Samadi here in Manhattan, very wittily put on Twitter, "Yes, I understand you've come down with a case of COVID, and it often feels like being hit by a truck." That was kind of tongue-in-cheek for, yeah, the truckers got to you. But here's the thing. Here in the United States, GoFundMe, which had allowed up to about nine, I've seen 11, I don't know which it is, millions of dollars to be raised for the welfare of the truckers, GoFundMe decided to seize that money and say that they were going to randomly give it to other charities. Now, I don't know all the laws that govern everything that GoFundMe does, and I haven't read through the, you know, 45,500 pages worth of disclaimers that they make when you sign up for an account. But there's something about this that just reeks of wrongdoing. And I don't know if it's that they stole the money that was given. Yeah, GoFundMe, you're hearing me. I don't know if it's because you stole millions of dollars that were given for the truckers to be able to support and do what they need to do during this time that they have been trying to draw people's attention to the mask and vaccine uselessness. And they've been very successful, by the way, friends. In fact, there are only, I think, 7 of the United States anymore that still have their kids vaxxed. But in Canada, these truckers have just done an amazingly courageous thing. Anyway, long story short, GoFundMe, when they dipped into and decided to just take all those away, Governor DeSantis put out what's on your screen right now. It is fraud for GoFundMe to commandeer $9 million in donations sent to support truckers and to randomly give it to causes of their own choosing. And then Governor DeSantis says, I'm going to work with AG Moody to investigate these practices. These donors should be given a refund. Now, I don't know where the CEO of GoFundMe is on this evening as we're discussing this. Here's what I do know. They better do the right thing, because they are a very high-profile, publicly traded company that has a certain degree of confidence from the public that when someone does something with them, they're gonna be treated in the right way. Right now, they are doing the immoral, the abominable, the unforgivable. And they better pull it together. People are going to watch. I'll openly say, don't ever fundraise through GoFundMe again. I don't care what your cause is. It can't be that important that you've got to give it through that corrupt channel in order for it to get to the people that you're trying to help. I don't have any problem putting them on blast tonight if we have to. So GoFundMe, listen very carefully. Review this process that you've gone through with the truckers. Check your heart. Do the right thing, because right now you're not, and you know it, and that makes you a lousy scoundrel. Sorry, this is the way it is. All right, so one other thing I wanted to get to before we get to Nicole Sapphire and Katie McFarland tonight. Last week, Dinesh D'Souza, who, if you're watching us on the Salem News Channel tonight, you know that Dinesh D'Souza is with Salem Now. He's got his podcast there, his video podcast on a regular basis. People can watch it on demand. And by the way, if you're not getting us on Salem News Channel, you need to. If you've got Roku or Apple TV, you can either cue in the URL or download the app to the Apple TV, and you can watch us anytime, day or night. In fact, all of the Radio Night Live episodes are now on demand right there on the homepage. Just click on and go see whatever you missed. You can get that easy. And we're grateful because that gives us over the top coverage. And then BizTV has our broadcast coverage all filled in across the rest of the country. The only place that we're not at right now is cable. But I hear that there may even be something in the works on that in the near future. So we'll see where all that goes. But anyway, Salem News Channel, Dinesh D'Souza. He is also a documentary filmmaker, an award-winning documentary filmmaker, and I want you to just have a taste of what his newest work is going to be centered on. Take a look at this.
The 2020 election was the most secure in U.S. history.
So we're having trouble with the playback. Dinesh is actually narrating this video. The long and the short of it is this. In 2020, they have now gone back and with security camera footage at different Dropbox locations across the country, they have found that people were operating as mules. Now, what are mules? Well, along the border, mules are people that carry drugs in on their person so that they're undetected by Border Patrol when they come across in bodily cavities and any variety of other ways. That's how they get the drugs across. They are the personal carriers. In this particular documentary, they document more than 2,000 mules that frequented the drop boxes for election, one of them as many as 53 times, dropping random numbers of votes in. You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to get one person, one vote. One person dropping 53 batches of ballots off at a drop box? This is why Wisconsin just ruled the drop boxes illegal. This is why Pennsylvania is coming back with greater restrictions on them. This is why other states have said, no, this is a bunch of hooey. We're not doing this. This new election called, this new film called 2,000 Mules by Dinesh D'Souza is actually going to document what happened in 2020 and how it ended up just in the six states that were all in question at the end of the election, how it ended up probably having an impact on the outcome of that. Now, does that mean that I think that we should go back and retry the election in 2020? No. The bowl of mashed potatoes known as Joe Biden, that's what his brain's made of, he is the president. He was certified by the electors. Once, it doesn't matter. Once the electors certify the election, there is no more recourse. You don't go back and argue about vote counts at that point because those states individually said that's the certified total. But we're going to get a different count in 2022 and 2024 because these states are saying, no, this isn't legal. We didn't approve of this. And judges are now backing them up. And that's the good thing. So be on the lookout for Dinesh D'Souza's new film called 2,000 Mules. It'll be coming your way in the days to come. All right, Nicole Sapphire's up. KT McFarland's on the way. And Vince Gill with a song about patriots who pay the ultimate price all before we're done tonight on Radio Night Live. You don't want to miss this. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death, At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Well, as promised, very excited on Wellness Night to welcome back a longtime favorite. In fact, on the weeknight edition of Radio Night Live, she is the OG, as we refer to her around here, helped us launch this idea of bringing people's wellness to the fore in by way of spoken word. Dr. Nicole Sapphire, a longtime Fox News medical contributor, an expert in radiology and oncology. But her two books have been about the health of America and what really they need to understand from a science standpoint and not just a media or a talking head standpoint. And if you follow her on Twitter, you get a lot of this even on the current issues as they come out each day. Nicole, always a pleasure to have you with us. Thanks for coming back.
Thanks so much for having me, Kevin. I love being on for Wellness.
It's a lot of fun. Let me ask about this piece that you you quoted your colleague, Dr. Marty McCary, who's no stranger to this show either. But he said the following: we know public health officials like Dr. Rochelle Walensky and Dr. Fauci won't be doing any apologizing, but maybe there's a chance large employers will do the right thing. He's talking about the basic reversal since the OSHA decision in the Supreme Court on nearly everything that we were told had to be done and had to be done for our benefit. Does anyone believe that there is a chance that these employers that kind of took this line and parroted the narrative coming down from people like Walensky and Fauci, are everyday workers going to get that apology?
Do I think that workers are going to get the apology? Absolutely not. I mean, you know, but I can tell you we've already started to see companies drop their mandates, and we've also seen companies have begun rehiring people that they fired because of the mandate. So I think that's probably the closest thing that we're going to get to a quote-unquote apology is just an acceptance of the fact that these mandates are widely unnecessary as it comes to the private sector,
yeah.
Especially as we have moved forward with vaccines, seeing that the efficacy to prevent infection and transmission has waned over time, and now as we have a more milder variant circulating.
Well, and this is really remarkable because it's been a number of weeks since I remember it being as quiet as it is right now, Nicole, about infections, hospitalizations, deaths. My bride and I were coming back from school drop-off just this week, and I said to her, have you heard a story? Have you seen a major headline in the last 24, 48, 72 hours? And she couldn't think of one, and neither could I. What does that tell us about where we're at right now?
Well, listen, Kevin, first of all, we have to acknowledge there are still people hospitalized with COVID and there are still people dying from COVID every single day. We are far from being in a state where no one's going to be affected by COVID. I can tell you that the media narrative is shifting. And instead of the panic-inciting anecdotal stories of someone who's hospitalized or a rare side effect or something along those lines, I think that you are starting to see a more pragmatic approach. And while there have been certain outlets and pundits like myself and my colleague, Dr. Marty McCary, who have been talking about some of these things for a long time, that we're going to get to a state where this virus is endemic and we have to learn to live with it, I think you are finally starting to see some other places in the media acknowledge that and accept that, as we have now seen Omicron that has just become so transmissible, so contagious, that there's no way that we're going to stop it. And the White House has finally have to acknowledge that they are not going to be able to get to zero COVID. That has not been realistic for a very long time, but unfortunately the CDC and the White House have just refused to acknowledge it. But here we are, and they're finally catching up.
Well, and you wonder if it's, completely altruistic or if it's out of necessity because this is an election year. And when you ran on the pledge to destroy the virus and you're, at your midterms now, from a pragmatic, practical standpoint, you've got to start doing something with that messaging. But to your first point there, let me go back and ask you, Your specialty is cancer, and you see patients every day, and you make diagnoses, and you have to break news every day to people that don't want to hear it. It has touched my life in, you know, irreparable ways. What do we know about where the other big health challenges that Americans face, heart disease, cancer, these types of things, where in the pecking order is COVID at this point, and how does it compare to some of the other genuinely health-based issues that Americans deal with?
Well, Americans are not one size fits all. And really what we do is we break down medical risk factors is how they pertain to age. Now, for Americans age 70 and older, COVID is still highly prevalent amongst those who are being hospitalized and dying. So that is one of, I'm not going to say the leading risk factor for death, because those over than 70 also have other comorbidities, heart disease, lung disease, kidney disease, multiple cancers, and so forth.
Right.
But if you start looking at our younger populations, specifically adolescents and young adults, COVID is nowhere near their top risk factors for death. But what we have seen is an increase over the last couple of years are mental health disorders, suicide, overdoses, as well as obesity. We have an obesity epidemic amongst our younger populations right now. And as we know, obesity increases the risk of severe COVID. So it is this vicious cycle that we are in. And unfortunately, while people have been so focused on COVID, they are not doing things to make sure that they catch disease early on. They're not getting their routine cancer screenings. They're not going to their primary care doctors to check their cholesterol and their blood pressure and everything else. And so we just need to move away from being hyper-focused on one single entity, which at this point, between the vaccines, the boosters, the treatments, natural immunity, it is not going to be a high risk factor for the far majority of Americans. But what we do need to focus on is making America healthy again and getting back to the point where we are doing everything we can to make sure that we maximize our physical and mental health. And with that comes from focusing less on COVID and more on other things.
No, that's so well said. And you know what strikes me odd, Dr. Nicole Sapphire is our guest. It strikes me that for all of the discussion that we had about vaccines, masks, washing hands, and social distancing, which we could repeat ad nauseum in our sleep backwards in Chinese if we had to. No pun intended. But literally, we've been inundated with that discussion in the public framework for the last 2 years nonstop, as though there was nothing else to this. And for the connection between obesity and the dangers of COVID, I felt like, man, we should have at some point said, hey, there are some other things that we need to be wise and healthy about as well. And if you can get in shape and lose some weight and work on your blood sugar and you know, heart condition and other things over this course of time, I think, you know, what an opportunity we missed there. We're going to break. Coming right back. One more segment with Dr. Nicole Sapphire, the OG, here on Wellness Night. Kevin McCullough, Radio Nightlife.
Can the daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables fit into just 6 capsules? Yes. We start by sourcing organically grown whole fruits and vegetables. We ensure they are picked at peak ripeness. All of our produce is third-party tested for pesticides, heavy metals, bad bacteria, and nutrients. They are then washed, cut, and put through an advanced vacuum cold process, which removes the water using pressure. This maximizes the nutritional value while preserving the color, smell, and taste of the fruit or vegetable. The freeze-dried food is then ground into a fine powder without adding any additives, fillers, or extracts. These powdered foods are then mixed in our proprietary blends and encapsulated, locking out air and moisture. The capsules are then bottled and shipped directly to our customers. See how being full of fruits and veggies will help you live life to the fullest.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
One of the FBI's 10 most wanted fugitives is now in custody after being captured in Mexico. 48-year-old Octaviano Juarez Cuero had been on the run since Memorial Day 2006 after allegedly shooting 2 people and wounding 3 others at a Milwaukee picnic, according to the FBI. The FBI adding the alleged shooter to their list in 2021 and they were able to track him down last week in Guadalajara, Mexico. He now faces multiple charges, including first-degree intentional homicide. Several units of American troops being deployed to Eastern Europe are now on the ground in Poland and Germany. President Biden ordering the move in response to a threat of a Russian invasion of Ukraine. Find us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Nicole, thanks again for the time. Let me shift gears a little bit. Children. Children in the immediate future of COVID. Mask debates. I know that you're a New Jersey girl. It seems like in your state, Governor Murphy he wants to keep kids masked, but I think the school districts, you know, district by district, are starting to come to the realization that maybe that's not the way forward. What would your advice if the governor's office called you today and said, Dr. Sapphire, we need an expert opinion. Where do we go with our public mask regulation?
Kevin, I've been calling to remove masks from children for over a year now, so I can only get so loud. But, you know, if Governor Murphy were to call me, you know, I would tell him that the utility of masks, especially as they pertain to children and in schools, is completely fraught. The risk completely outweighs the benefit at this point. CDC data early in the summer showed about 40% of children at school age group had already been exposed to SARS-CoV-2, meaning they had some level of immunity. Then we've got through the Delta wave. Then we've gone through the Omicron wave. It is likely about 70 to 80% of all school-age children have some level of natural immunity, not to mention millions have already received vaccines. So at this point, you have over, I don't know, rough estimate, 80% of this population with some level of immunity, and not to mention they are already the lowest risk population when it comes to COVID-19. We need to be removing the mask. There is not one single study that demonstrates the effectiveness of masks alone showing a clinical benefit in reducing transmission and saving lives. But what we have seen over and over again, that there are severe risks associated with this in terms of socio-emotional development, in terms of dental health, skin health, and other things.
Wow.
You still have children wearing masks outside, which makes no sense. Look at Governor Newsom. He goes to a football game, and he can take off his mask. He's vaccinated. Well, some of these kids are vaccinated. Some of these kids have natural immunity. Why can't they take off their masks? Oh, because it makes for good optics, and politicians cater to the teachers' unions. And for whatever reason, the teachers' unions continue to fight to have masks on these children, despite being zero evidence demonstrating benefit outweighs the risk.
Yeah. Well, and that's the schools in New Jersey that we're talking about specifically. But even to go to dinner or to the theater or anything in the actual city, I mean, my bride and I had planned on doing some things around the holidays, maybe the Nutcracker, maybe the Radio City Music Hall show and stuff like that. And when de Blasio put that requirement in, and then Adams didn't lift it, it just kind of like stole the thunder. And it's like we didn't feel like that was what we wanted to do to, you know, experience it this year. And I hope that it's coming off soon. Let me ask you a tougher one, because I think states and cities and people are struggling with this one. We saw a European country take off their recommendation. I think it was Sweden or one of the Scandinavian countries this last week that said they're no longer recommending the 5 to 11-year-old vaccination process. Do we know enough about the kids' vaccines here that they should be mandated? Should it be the doctor and the parent making the decision for the child? Where do you fall on the child vaccine and the requirement or not to thereof?
So this week, Sweden announced that they're not recommending vaccines in younger children, but they're not alone in that. And if you look throughout the European Union and many other countries, you see that the vaccine recommendations are not as black and white as we see in the United States. In the United States, whatever Pfizer says seems to be made into policy. It make no matter of what the data shows or where we are in the country. But I can tell you that when it comes to, again, healthy young children, and you have to separate healthy young children from children who have medical comorbidities.
Yeah.
Because there is a stronger argument to vaccinate children with medical comorbidities because they are at higher risk. And of course you want to do anything you possibly can to decrease their risk of severe illness. But when we are talking about healthy young children, the argument to vaccinate them falls flat as Omicron has rendered these vaccines nearly unable to prevent infection and transmission. The initial argument to vaccinate this low-risk population was to help cut transmission and really get us to a place in the country where we weren't seeing such high transmission. Well, the vaccines aren't doing that anymore. The purpose of the vaccine at this point is to decrease someone's risk of severe infection. When you're talking about this lowest risk population, do they really need to cut that nearly zero risk of death, even lower? That's where the conversation between the parent, the child, and their pediatrician needs to take place. In no way, shape, or form should vaccines be mandated universally in this age group. I think it is a complete disgusting overreach what Mayor de Blasio did in terms of the vaccine mandates for children being able to experience New York City. All you're going to see are New York City private businesses hurting from this because people are not going to go. And you're also going to see a rise in fraud because people are going to still be able to do the things that they want to do, and they're going to figure out ways to do it, same as we saw initially when the vaccine came out.
Nicole, always so grateful. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
You got it.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't like me.
Once again,
that's right, KT McFarland. Glad to have her back in the new year, because when we're talking about things like I just opened the show with on Putin's latest little temper tantrum. Oh, I met with Hungary and he didn't give me everything I wanted, so all of NATO is not listening to me. Well, they may not be, or they may be sending the message that they're not listening. And maybe that's what they need to do. But my next guest says that a year from now, the whole world could look very different, all because of this crisis. Her name is KT McFarland, the aforementioned. The Briefing is the podcast if you ever missed the live segment, and I hope you'll go and check that out. KT, always a pleasure to welcome you. Talk to me about where we're at in the crisis, and then let's get into the premise of your article, the tweet that you sent out, which would indicate that the world may indeed look very different beyond this point. But where do you sense we are with what your best guess is that Putin's wanting to do, how the West is responding or kind of anemically not responding, or maybe they're responding fine. I don't know. But where are we in that process?
Well, Putin has spent 30 years trying to get back Greater Russia. And he's been very carefully and painstakingly done the steps to do it. So one of the main sort of arrows in his quiver is energy dependence of Europe onto Russian energy. So Russia has, when the United States, especially after the United States, President Biden canceled the Keystone Pipeline, tried to shut down American shale oil and shale gas industries, and cut back on our exports of both, the Europeans are completely dependent now on the Russians for energy. And as a result, not only are the, does that give Russia a lot of blackmail, you know, to tell the Europeans, you do what I want or else, but it also has made Russia rich again, because as we shut down our energy industry, the prices of natural gas and oil have skyrocketed. So all of a sudden, Putin's rich, and he's got political leverage that he never imagined he would have. And he wants to get back Ukraine into Russian territory, in part in taking its orders from Moscow. So he's now got a whole range of options, and he can pick and choose what he wants to do. I don't even think he's decided what he wants to do. At a minimum, he could just pocket what he has and say, okay, military exercise is over, and show the world that Ukraine is not ever going to be a member of NATO. Even if people don't announce that, it's not going to happen. Number two, he could force a coup. He could have some false flag operations on the Russian-Ukrainian border where he could send in minor forces to say into a certain area and say, well, look, my responsibility is to protect ethnic Russians wherever in the world they are, including if they're inside the Ukrainian border. Or he could go all the way and have a full-scale invasion. I don't think he's going to risk a full-scale invasion just because the Ukrainians will probably fight back and it would be messy and it could be protracted. I think he goes for that middle option, which is to force a coup, not today, but over the next several weeks and months, force a coup in Ukraine so that Ukraine then has a, it replaces the current president who wants more relations with the West with a pro-Russian president. That's what they did, and that's what he did in Kazakhstan, what he's done in Belarus, and I think he's going to do the same thing in Ukraine. So even if there's not a Russian flag flying over the president's house in Kiev, I think that they want, he wants them to take their orders from Moscow.
Now, he's complaining today that the West has not heard his, quote, security concerns. What exactly, I don't think of Russia as being a terribly insecure place. What are the security concerns that the West is supposedly ignoring, and is it the right thing for the West to ignore them?
You know, he's talked about this for a long time, and I don't know because I wasn't in government at the time in the Clinton administration, but his argument is that when the Soviet Union collapsed in the George H.W. Bush administration, and then when the NATO expanded and got a lot of those former Soviet Union countries, you know, Poland,
right,
Hungary, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, all those countries into NATO, he said, well, that broke an agreement that Russia, the Soviet Union, went along with German unification and the collapse of the Soviet Union with the understanding that NATO would never move east. And his argument today is, wait, you Americans, you broke your promise. You did include all of those countries into NATO, and you are now even flirting with the idea of having Ukraine be a member of NATO. And I want that rolled back. Now, the question you might naturally ask is, why now? I mean, that's been the case for a while. Why would Putin want this crisis right now? I think because of what I said in the beginning. He's lined his ducks up.
Yeah.
He's rich. He's got the Germans completely dependent upon Russian energy. And he's got a very weak American president.
A weak American president who helps rubber stamp that pipeline to Germany.
Yes.
And simultaneously cut ours off. Katie, I don't know what the technical definition of treason or undermining America or treachery or any of those things are, but could we have an administration that is acted in poorer interests of its own country than the one we've had for the last 13 months?
I just think they're so out of, they're just in a bubble. And they're all they're listening to, and whether it's on national security issues or crime or safety or defund the police or the economy or the southern border, they're just listening to the loony left. And that's who's calling the shots. And the media, other than people like you, Kevin, the media is, for the most part, they're not covering Joe Biden. They're covering up for Joe Biden. And so the media really are not showing these unbelievable failures of policy. They're covering them up. But the good news is that the American people, they get it. Even if they're not seeing what's happening on the evening news, they know that their cities aren't safe. They know that there's inflation when they go to the grocery store. They know that the United States is being kicked around. They see that there are illegal immigrants in their communities stressing the social services networks. And I think they're going to do what American voters have historically always done when they think the bums in Washington are not representing the interests of the people, but only the interests of the bums in Washington. And then I think we'll have major electoral changes this November and then also in 2024.
I am concerned. I am less concerned than I was after the election in 2020 because a few states have stepped up and changed their voting procedures. And in fact, in Wisconsin, I think the courts there said that all the voting changes that they made during COVID were completely unconstitutional, yeah, according to that state. But it does concern me the length of time we have yet to go before that Congress gets seated, KT. And there's basically no check on the people that are there. And whether they're just, you know, befuddled, bubble-based, you know, bungling idiots, or whether they're doing stuff intentionally to hurt us, the net effect is our standing is quickly slipping. And I think that that is danger for America. KT McFarland, always appreciate your insights. Thank you for sharing them with us today.
Pleasure and an honor, Kevin.
All right. Kevin McCullough, again, if you missed any of it, go get the podcast. It's called The Briefing with KT. And we're coming right back.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9090. 2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Wah, 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 wah.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Once again to the music spotlight stage we go. Vince Gill and a very moving tribute to those who have paid the ultimate price to love America.
I know your life on earth is trouble. Only you could know the pain. Weren't afraid to face the devil. You were no stranger to.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.